Here's a look at your KLEM News for this Saturday. Election Day is this coming Tuesday, and Lamars has one contested race at the at-large position for City Council. The two candidates include Dan Dobrinsky and Mike Donlin. Both gentlemen have served in the military, Donlin a Navy man, while Dobrinsky was in the Air Force. KLEM News visited with each candidate and asked why they are interested in serving on a City Council. We begin with Dan Dobrinsky.
Well, I just want to keep the tax dollars low, and I'd like to improve the city, just build on what we already have instead of building new. And I would like to see the, you know, more businesses come into town and little, you know, have more people stop by town, visit, and maybe they would live here then and get a job here or something like that.
For Mike Donlin, he says it is a way to continue to serve the community.
I like to think that most of my adult life, anyway, I have been doing some variation of service, either my military service, of course, in the Navy, but also service at Floyd Valley. So after resting up for a little while, I only retired just under a year ago. This opportunity came open in July when John Rexwinkel made it known that he was not going to seek another term in his at-large seat. So I thought this might be another way, along with Community Betterment Foundation and the other things I'm involved in, to stay in service to my community.
We asked the candidates what issues with regards to the city most interest you.
You know, in my conversations with other city councilmen, I share an interest that many of them have and have mentioned before about keeping and attracting the best staff for our city in all the different departments that perform such important functions for our community. And now as baby boomers are generating turnover and openings, finding people and keeping people are getting a little more challenging in all kinds of employment. And so I want to make sure that we continue to make service to our community as employees of the city to be an attractive thing that people will want to come serve in a town as great as Lamars.
Dobrinsky says he's interested in maintaining the city's streets and alleys, saying that the city constantly needs to address any street concerns. Dobrinsky also says that he has the goal for the city to continue to attract tourism and build upon its economic development by adding more jobs and industries.
You know, it's pretty positive now, and I'd like to keep it that way. You know, maybe some of the young kids go off to college, try and get them to come back to town and stay here in town. And I would love to just see the business park out there south of town. I'd love to see that really grow, get some nice businesses, you know, some businesses in there to kind of diversify the city so people have a choice of different jobs to go to, maybe get some agriculture job businesses or something down in there.
While Dobrinsky has placed candidate yard signs throughout the community and has begun advertising on this radio station asking people to vote for him, Donlin has decided not to promote his candidacy.
I guess one point of view I considered was that I don't think I'm a stranger in the community. I've had positions of visibility and I think people have a sense for what I might have to offer as a member of the city council. I don't often see yard signs out for municipal elections in any case, and since I'm now out in New York visiting my granddaughters, there wasn't much chance for me to get to it anyway. We'll be back in town the weekend before the election, and I will have a chance to reach out to people and contact them and ask for their support. I certainly don't want people to make any assumptions about how elections will go, but certainly get out there and vote, by all means.
Dobrinsky says he is prepared to take on the responsibilities associated with serving on a city council.
I really think I'm up for the challenge to help the citizens of Lamars out. You don't spend money that, you know, keep their tax dollars low and look out for just the citizens of Lamars.
Donlin says he wants others to see Lamars to continue to be a nice place to live.
Well, I certainly share, even though I have not been a lifelong member of the community, these past 20 years of living in Lamars, I think for Patty and I, we have generated as much pride as many others in what a great quality of life and standard of living and community safety that we can offer here in this community. And I think it's going to be an important challenge for anyone in city government to do all the things they can to make sure that continues, but also continue in a way that is financially responsible, because we've all got to watch budgets, and so does our city, and we don't want to make tax levies and things like that any greater burden than they already are, but we still have to keep up.
The other city elections have Steve Wick seeking re-election and running unopposed in Ward 2, while Dick Kirchhoff is also running unopposed for the mayor's race. The City of Lamar's Water Department has announced that they will be flushing hydrants in the north section of the city starting on Monday, November 4th, and continuing through the end of the week. Then the following week of November 11th, they'll be flushing on the southwest side of town, and the third week, the week of November 18th, they'll be flushing hydrants and water mains from the southeast side of town. Residents can expect lower pressures and discolored water while flushing is occurring, but if your home still has discolored water after days after the flushing, you're asked to call the water department at 546-5555. A Nebraska man has been sentenced for his involvement in a conspiracy targeting a potential drug trafficking witness in Iowa. Federal court records say that 24-year-old Andrew Nissen was sentenced Wednesday in U.S. District Court in Sioux City to 15 years and 8 months. He had pleaded guilty to conspiracy to distribute a controlled substance and use of a firearm in a drug trafficking crime. The Sioux City Journal reports that as part of a plea agreement, charges of conspiracy to tamper with a witness by attempting to kill a person and tampering with a witness by attempting to kill a person were dismissed. Nissen of South Sioux City, Nebraska, admits in the plea agreement that on August 1st of last year, he drove Isaac McDonald to a Sioux City location where McDonald shot John Merkerer in order to keep him from speaking to police about drug trafficking and firearms. Merkerer soon crashed into a tree but survived. McDonald has pleaded guilty to charges for drug, weapons, and other crimes. That is your KLEM News for this Saturday.